This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you for joining me. This is Chris Witz. Welcome, Morning Devotions. It was the 13th century philosopher Thomas Aquinas who said something quite simple. And he said there is within every soul a thirst for happiness. And I agree with that. But there are a lot of people searching for this key to happiness. The world does a lot of looking. People are constantly looking for things or people to make them feel better. You could go into a pub for happy hour and forget all your troubles. But would that really make you happy? More money? Better job? Nothing wrong with that. But you are the only one who could control your own level of happiness, because I'm saying today happiness comes by a choice, not by chance or luck or where you were born. It was similar to what Abraham Lincoln used to say. Most people are about as happy as they choose to be. And what is it anyway? Socrates said happiness comes through knowledge. Sigmund Freud said happiness was available through insight, but both men could not really find happiness. So it's not about how you feel. You've got to choose to focus on what you have, not what you don't have. Maybe we try too hard to be happy. Is there a simple solution? It was one Brazilian poet who I read said, happiness is like a feather flying in the air. It flies light, but not for very long. A lot of us rate the highest level of happiness when we spend time with our family or our loved ones, being out in nature, or accepting where you are right now, today. Maybe it's being present now and finding joy in every moment. One young lady said that she felt happiest when she made pancakes with her husband on Saturday mornings. Their schedules were so busy, it was the only chance to be together. Happiness, then, is the consequence of our own perspective, our thoughts and actions. It's a choice in perspective, how you look at things. So what's your outlook? Randy Alcorn says, those who sit around waiting to be happy shouldn't hold their breath. It's likely to be a long wait. Now, true happiness comes from having a relationship with God, our Creator God, and Jesus Christ, his Son. That's where true and lasting happiness comes from, not in the stuff that we build up here on earth. And when we know and love and serve God, his peace comes into our heart and we see life in a new way. It was the Christian psychiatrist Frank Minerith and Paul Mayer who got together to write their book, Happiness is a Choice. Here's what he said, what they said. You don't do what you do because you feel the way you feel. You feel the way you feel because you do what you do. In other words, your actions will determine how you feel. So to become happy, do what happy people do. The more joy or gratitude crosses our brains, the more joy or gratitude possesses the way we think. The more anger or fear comes into our brain, it becomes a default message. So if you attend a church of your choice, or you might join a Bible study group of like-minded people, that can change the way you think. It was early in life that C.S. Lewis, that great intellectual giant, who also was intensely pessimistic about the idea of finding happiness. He thought he'd never find happiness. His wife, who he loved, died of cancer. He was a devastated man. And yet his biographers and friends said his life was actually transformed in his 30s. Here's what he said. What does not satisfy when we find it must not be the thing that we were looking for. So C.S. Lewis started out looking beyond the material sources, and he discovered that the true source of happiness was not an idea, but a person, and he found Jesus Christ for himself. You ought to have a look at the book called Surprised by Joy to find out the full remarkable story of C.S. Lewis. Jesus said the words that we find in John 15, follow my example in obeying the Father's commandments and receiving his love. If you obey my commandments, Jesus said, you will stay in my love because I want to know the delight. I want you to know the delight that I experience and to find ultimate satisfaction. That's why I'm telling you. That's in John 15, verses 10 to 12. Heavenly Father, it is curious. The more we search for happiness, the less we're going to find it. But by you accepting you into our life, we are happy and we have a sense of peace. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.